Good evening. What a great crowd. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you for being here this evening. It's an opportunity for us to say thank you for all the hard work that you've done. And it really is an opportunity to celebrate not only our party, but our conservative values, and to remember a great man, President Ronald Reagan. Chairman Kaufman, now you've heard me say this a lot because we travel the state together, but we owe you a great deal of gratitude. Under your leadership and with the outstanding, hardworking candidates that we had this last election that really fit the district, you kept our Republican Party united, and because of that, we saw tremendous success last year. So we're looking forward to that continued leadership again next year. We have so much on the line, and we want to make sure that, as the Speaker said and Majority Leader Dick said, we want to be sure that we can build on that progress and not reverse it. Rana, welcome to Iowa. We are so happy to have you here and to be the chairwoman of the RNC. We appreciate your leadership and the amazing job that you're doing. And you have our pledge that we're going to keep this united team together and work with you as we continue to see success in the 2008 election. I don't know where Sean's at, but the last time I seen him, I was at the White House, and the Chicago Cubs just so happened to be there. And my lieutenant governor is a huge Chicago Cubs fan, and so he sent me pictures of Rizzo and Brian, and I was supposed to get my picture taken with him. So lo and behold, I walk out of the Oval Office, and there they are. And I'm like, they took my phone away before we did the energy roundtable, so I didn't have a phone. And Sean, just without hesitation, he says, well, I'll take your picture. And so not only was he handling communications and the press, he was willing to take my picture so I could send it back to the lieutenant governor and say, oh, look who I just met at the White House. So thank you for doing that. I really appreciated it and told you what a great job you were doing, and it was nice to have you do that. You know, I am blessed beyond blessed to have the opportunity to go to a job that I love every day. I love this state and what it represents. I am a rural Iowa girl, a fifth-generation Iowan. I grew up in a small community, yet I was able to run for county office, serve in the state Senate, elected lieutenant governor of Iowa, and now to have the amazing opportunity to serve as the 43rd and first female governor of this state is reflective of what can happen in this great state. So growing up in rural Iowa, I learned the importance of community, love of country, hard work, discipline, the value of a dollar and not to waste it, and that is something I apply every day as your governor. But most importantly, I learned to place my faith in God. And those are the fundamental values that shape who I am today, and those are the values that guide me as I'm leading the state and fighting on behalf of Iowans. You know, 2017 will be remembered as a year of transition, a new president, a new ambassador, a new governor. And I want to tell you, it is an honor and I am humbled to serve as the governor during these exciting and critical times for Iowa. We're being innovative, flexible, and we're thinking outside of the box. And this approach is critical as we work to solve some of the issues that we're facing together in 2017, and especially as we're laying the groundwork for 2018. It's critical that we don't let up in defending and fighting for our conservative principles. The fundamental truth in any democracy is elections matter, whether it's at the courthouse, the state house, or Washington, D.C. And because of your hard work in this last election, we do have the trifecta in Washington. We have Justice Gorsuch, and we are putting in place conservative judges at the district and the circuit court. We have less regulation, and I am optimistic about tax reform and repealing and replacing Obamacare. We have Iowa has a partner in the White House whether we're talking about the importance of a robust renewable fuel, waters of the U.S., healthcare, workforce, I have had unbelievable, and not just me, a lot of us, access to the president, the vice president, and the cabinet. So much so that I'm able to have a call with President Trump to talk about how important a robust renewable fuel standard is, to talk about how Obamacare is impacting farmers and business owners and hardworking Iowans. And we also have many Iowans that are serving in key roles in the administration. I think that maybe underscores the importance of our First in the Nation caucus and how important it is that we never, ever lose sight of that. And your hard work, by gosh, we don't just have the trifecta in Washington, D.C., we have it in Iowa. And as the speaker said, this last legislative session was historic and the most pro-job legislative session in decades. Hardworking taxpayers had a seat at the table. We made it more affordable to own and operate a business. We restored liberties. We ensured voter integrity. And we protected life. That's leadership, and that's courage. Our vision for Iowans really embraces our past, where pro-growth policies has led to over $16 billion of private investment, historic investment in education and our greatest asset, a 20-year low unemployment, a fair and predictable regulatory system that encourages innovation and success and doesn't stand in the way. We've made great progress, and our state and our party has much to be proud of. Yet in the face of these historic accomplishments, I'm reminded by the wise words of Ronald Reagan. Tonight is not the time to look backward, for while I take inspiration from the past, like most Americans and Iowans, I live for the future, which is why we're working every day to build a better Iowa and create an even brighter future for Iowans. Whether it's defending the RFS so we can grow our economy and keep our farmers strong, passing a water quality bill, working to create the most competitive business environment, developing the most innovative energy policy in the country, educating our children for a knowledge economy, or helping Iowans obtain the skills to fill the jobs of today and the jobs of tomorrow. Iowa, we have a great story to tell. We have so much capacity and opportunity within our borders. We have an amazing quality of life. We have hardworking people where innovation and ingenuity thrive. It's driving our economic growth. We have an economy where if you work hard, you get rewarded because we believe in the individual and not government. I didn't set out to become a politician or run for office. But I'm sure glad when I got a nudge from my husband, Kevin, when he thought it was maybe time for me to quit sharing all my wonderful ideas about how I could improve things in the county treasurer's office. So when the current treasurer decided not to rerun, he looked at me and he said, I think this is time for you to implement those ideas, or I pretty much don't want to hear another word about it. So I'm competitive. I took him up on the challenge. I'm glad I did. It's been an amazing journey. And as every one of the other speakers said, we're not done yet. So come be a part of the team. Help us build a better Iowa, and let's keep the momentum going. God bless you. God bless this state, and God bless this great country. Thank you.